Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
But that doesn't make you who you were when you were, you know, no, at your at the top.
On 95.7, yeah. The Game.
I'm calling make him play that?
I'm calling low blow, yeah. Too, with you. I'm with you, Guru, there.
Team USA versus Team World tonight. What? NBA All-Star.
What?
You got Zion.
Who?
USA versus Team World for the All-Stars. It's like rookie sophomore challenge.
But now you're talking about the All-Star weekend.
Yeah,
we don't
tonight.
Talk about that.
The Rising Stars Challenge.
We don't talk about
Zion,
that.
Zion, they call him Ja now.
Ja Morant.
Yeah, no Morant, just Ja.
I like Ja.
Well, when you got that nickname, you a bad boy.
I'm
call him Ja, Stoddy, not Morant.
Ja is his name.
It's his name. It's one of those things I always wonder about. You know, we're having the dream job, so somebody's got to come in here and be the new,
right,
a new host. And so it's All-Star Weekend.
I'm glad you said that. Because I thought you were going to say be the new goo.
No.
And you can't
that
do that.
That won't work. If you try to be the goo, you ain't winning.
I'm different.
You be yourself.
Wow.
And that's the first piece of advice the goo gave.
We call this dry capping where I come from.
But I'm just
glad. You guys are giving me compliments. It's looking like compliments.
What we're saying is, don't try to come in and be guru.
Right. Because
be yourself.
You cannot
or don't
be
try to come
guru.
In and be Matt Steinmetz or John Benson.
Exactly.
You got it.
I'm Joe Montana.
There's two of you.
For some
piece
reason,
of advice I would give.
I'm the warrior of the show.
The tone that he took was like he was going to say, be the next goo. And I was going to say, don't do that because there's only one goo.
I appreciate you, Jake. Good or bad?
So here's what I always think about this kind of thing with the listeners and what he brought the All-Star.
Trae Young, Team World, Team USA.
I'd rather watch two dogs make puppies.
That's great.
Let me tell you something. If I watch anything from tonight, if I watch anything from All-Star Weekend from Saturday,
it's trash.
If I see anything All-Star Weekend on Sunday,
okay,
something went wrong for me this weekend.
I'd rather watch two dogs make puppies.
Something went very wrong.
What does that mean, though? Why are you with?
I have no
Stephen
interest.
A. Smith is coaching the celebrity game tonight,
and that's kind of what I'm talking about.
I love it.
Like, if seriously, I'm just going to ask you guys: is that? Am I being delinquent?
I think
in
you
terms
are.
Of my job, if I'm saying I'm not watching All-Star Weekend.
You mean your jaw?
My jaw, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, no,
I think Simon, that's your job.
It's part of pop. Our job now is moving into not just sports but pop culture. They're intertwined. So you want to see?
So
what
I got
to
watch
tonight.
All-Star Weekend, but I don't have to watch golf, or do I have to watch
how
everything?
Often do
I
we
can?
Talk about golf?
Well, how often do we talk about All-Star Weekend?
Trae Young's your guy, your crush.
This is an
now
exhibition.
Look at the eyes light up. Look.
This is an exhibition.
I want to hug you.
Game.
Teddy, where you at? You're watching tonight, 2:45 on DirecTV.
I will not be watching. I'd rather watch two dogs make puppies.
That's accurate. Here's why I'm on it. I've had the pleasure, and it was a pleasure, to cover two All-Star games.
Oh, wow.
2017, 2018. 2017 in New Orleans, 2018 in L.A.
Wow.
I don't think I've watched a second of an NBA All-Star Weekend, aside from the two that I covered in person, in probably the last 15 years. And I'm proud of it.
It's like a big party, though.
Not if you're not there.
If you're there, it's great. If you're there,
actually,
it's cool.
To TV.
It's even
like
not
right
really.
There.
I know.
I was day drinking.
I've done a lot of, like, not
Come
a lot.
On, man.
Probably done three or four All-Star games. And first of all, I was working as a media guy.
Okay.
They're a pain. There's a lot of work.
It's kind
of
like the
it's
Super
not,
Bowl.
It's kind of
not. It's, no, it's not a party if you're there kind of working.
If you're really,
really
working.
Isn't.
If you're what I call faux working.
Right.
Where you got a credential, but you don't really have to do anything.
Well, yeah. You're there as a fan. Now, that may be a little different. Like, I'll tell you, like, if somebody said to me, Hey, Stein, I'll tell you what. Where's this? Where is it next year?
Indianapolis, I believe.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, where's it the year after that?
Salt Lake City?
What?
Well, I... Okay.
Cleveland? It's Indy, Cleveland, Salt Lake City.
You're right.
It needs to be the chase.
So I'm going to leave the cities out.
All right.
But if somebody came to me and said, hey, Stein, you want to go to All-Star Weekend in... Give me an average city. Denver.
Yeah.
Denver's an average city. I'd say, nah, it's all right. I got a private plane. Thanks, but I'm out. Well, I got a private plane. We got a place to stay all weekend. We're going to get into the parties. Now we got a ball game.
Yeah.
But I ain't going and like,
hey.
Let me tell you what. You know what?
I'm shocked.
This will be, you know what? You know what? This is part of my past. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what can rip my soul out?
Somebody turn you down for an interview?
No. Standing in line to get into a place and you can't get into a place.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Nothing makes you feel 2 inches tall like you're, hey, I'd love to get into this party. Yeah, yeah. And now I can't. Yeah. So how can I get in?
Well, you gotta
let me
know
give
people.
The bouncer yeah. and then it's a back door and maybe I wow. maybe you can slip under Loneal's
yeah,
arm and
wow,
no, I don't do that. I'm a grown Whoa. Man.
Hey,
I'm a grown man.
Hey, wow, JD.
It's cool to be there. It's hard to really get anything accomplished, but again, I'll go back to kind of what I was saying earlier. There's a lot of people in the media, and I'm not talking about the big boys, but there's a lot of people in the media that can kind of faux work. Like you're there, but you're doing stuff, but you don't really, you don't really have to produce anything. So you're just kind of hanging out and shaking hands with people and letting everybody know you're there. Like when you can do that, then it's awesome and you love it. And you kind of look like a big boy, even though you're not really a big boy because you're there and you're hanging out with people that are big boys. So there's kind of that, but even that's like kind of a low-key fraud.
Like you know I'm on one.
I don't feel comfortable about that.
What's that?
But you wouldn't be getting a one-on-one with Trae Young.
See, this is what I want to talk about real quick. Hold on.
Because Trae Young would be at a podium like at the Super Bowl on opening night where every single player on the East is at a podium with 50 people around him. So you ain't getting a one-on-one.
No one-on-one.
All right, I'll save it.
Gumbo.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to jump down.
No. Kyle Shanahan had his year in presser. And now that we do what we do every day, I feel like a lot of people in the media, and I love them, grew up watching them and listening to them, reading them. I'm getting to the point to where there's too many softballs. And now I feel like I'm getting enough guts to where if somebody were to send me on assignment and give me the confidence of not being disrespectful, I'm ready now. I talk on the mic. I'm ready to ask those questions that I feel like aren't getting answered. So now, real quick,
I
know my guy Phil Handy, who's down there coaching for one of the things. And I say, Phil, I need a one-on-one with Trae Young. Help your boy out.
That ain't happening.
But that still wouldn't happen.
No, because Phil Handy.
You guys just crushed me.
at the top.
No, because Phil Handy would say to you, yeah, Goo, I can do that. But you know what? It's got to go through the Hawks PR guy that's with Trae Young.
See that.
Right.
And then you'd never see it.
Then I feel like you started.
That's exactly what you're
doing. My buddy Charles went down there with
The only way you would get that would be if Phil Handy was tight enough with Trae Young to where you were like at some party or restaurant or something, and like it was like the three to five people at like a booth.
I'm learning.
And Trae Young was cool with it.
Well, hold on a sec.
But even that wouldn't happen.
See, my dream is crushed.
You're talking. Hold on. You're talking about Phil Handy is
coach on the Lakers.
Right. He's a coach, and he's been with some teams, and he's an NBA guy. So. Can I be Phil Handy when you ask for the, like, I want to do this.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go All right, for so it. I'm gonna be Phil Handy. I'm down at the All-Star game. There you are. And
he knows what I do for a living.
Hey.
He's been in studio.
Hey, Goo, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
Hey, how are you doing? I know you're coming down here.
See, no, you already knew I was coming down here. Hey, so I've already got my hand out. All so right. He knows he's trying to help our profile.
Hey, what's up, Goo? What's going on, man?
What's up, baby? Who
Good
you got
to see
for
you again.
Me? Who you got? I'm trying to get a one-on-one
with
Trae. My body to look good at the job. I'm trying to get Trae Young one-on-one.
Like a basketball game?
No, an interview. Sit down.
Okay, I think the name of the PR guy in Atlanta is Gearson. Gearson somebody?
I don't know him, Phil. I thought you were going to talk to Trae yourself and make it happen.
You're really asking me to do that, Goo? as a friend, you're really going to put me in a position
where I have to go up to
Trae Young?
Nah, Stein. He knows what it is. He would get me
but
those guys.
But that doesn't
make you who you were when you were
I thought we were friends.
Oh, stop.
I thought we were friends, and yet you're coming down here to kind of use me to get Trae Young? That's what it sounds like to me.
No, see, we're friends.
I know we are.
Deeper than that, so you wouldn't look at it like that.
I thought we were deeper than that, Goo.
Yeah, no.
But I guess
I'm flustered.
Not,
I need your help,
you
man.
Be helping me get the big boys, and then I look good at my job. He'll be like,
no,
all
I
day,
get
Goo.
That, but do you understand the position that puts me in? Do you know how many people, Goo, want to get a piece of Trae Young? And now I have to go
up
to Trae. And now I have
grade.
To. I have to. Right, but you're asking me to put myself out there for Trae Young. I compromise my career.
We'll take Zion. Now, Stoudy, he would do that, man.
He'd been in the lab.
No, he wouldn't.
My other friend is out there living it up, man.
Okay, now.
He just texted me a picture.
Okay, that was how Matt Steinmetz would be Phil Handy. Here's how Phil Handy's going to be Phil Handy. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, baby?
Good to see you.
What you got going?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to get Trae.
Oh, yes. I talked to the Atlanta Hawks PR guy. They're looking into it. Trey's got a busy schedule this week, but he said maybe. I'm waiting to hear from him.
And he'll get back to you. I'll let you know.
I'll let you know.
For my flight on dime.
Right.
Who else you got? I'll take Jaren Jackson.
All right. Well, I didn't know you wanted Jaren Jackson. I thought you put all your eggs in Trae Young.
No, I was saying anybody. How many you got?
So wait, you wanted me to come down here and talk to 26 PR directors?
No. Just facilitate me talking to
them. I'm sorry, Goo. I thought you meant you wanted Trae Young.
Wow, Phil. You know what? I talked to the
secretary of the assistant of the PR director.
So he's got more juice than that, Steiny. Talk to my boy real quick.
But the highlights.
You know what? You can't ask Phil to do that.
Now, he might be able to get Trae Young to come over and shake hands with you and say, hey, what's up?
There you go.
But you're not going to get an interview.
What's this?
You could take a selfie.
That was a skit, the 510. I'm emotional. Goo, you're absolutely way too big for your britches. Pipe down.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't worry about that.
Now, that's a joke.
Where was I trying to get too big? I'm humble.
Lay off.
Remember when Rocco called with the advice for me the other day and I took it? It's kind of this, like, that's kind of what he's saying. Don't lower yourself to that.
I should have read it.
We know who you are.
Exactly.
All right?
Or trying to be.
And Trae Young's going to be very busy this weekend.
That's it. Wow.
You know, I mean, yeah, you can't get any. It's so hard to get somebody one-on-one.
That's
All-Star weekend.
And the guys that do will be the top. You know, it'll be your Chris Haynes, and it'll be your Sham Charanias, and it'll be. But that's like
it's
a
Chris
list.
World right
that's
now.
Like a list of five or six people that are going to get those.
That's wild.
Like it's not.
Here's the other.
You
like,
guys crush me with that.
Not
too.
Everybody or anybody really gets that kind
like
of.
Like Rick Bucher, correct. He'll get a one-on-one or not? No, Chris
maybe
Haynes.
Maybe with one guy.
Maybe with Yao Ming. Seriously, I mean, it's going to be somebody like he wrote a book about Yao Ming. That's why I'm saying that. I'm not.
I didn't even know that.
But it's got to be somebody like that.
Wow, man.
Got to be somebody like that. Here's the way it really goes. Is you get down there, and I'll be somebody, and you're Goo, and I'll be like, hey, are you going to the rookie party over at the Bellagio?
Yeah.
No, actually, you're not. See, that's the thing. You're not. You don't have a ticket.
Who are you?
Phil's lucky to get into that one.
Wow.
Who are you?
Yeah. He had to pull some strings.
It's a good thing I did stay home.
And he got in, but he can't bring a plus one. Right. Or even if he can bring a plus one, it might.
And not to tell you, we'll wrap this up. Trae
Young might be able. First of all, we don't have to wrap up ish.
All right.
Here's the second thing. You're better. You'd be lucky to get Trae. Trae Young might not be able to plus one you.
So it's that tight.
But why would Trae? But here's the other thing: Trae Young might need to plus one somebody else.
That's true.
But my guy Charles that you met, Relaford, he's in Chicago with Phil.
Okay,
I'll never say riding the coattail, but we tease him, and Phil's got him everywhere on the court, on the bench. Phil's doing the look on.
All right,
so he's in. He can get those. Hey, let me holler at you real quick, Trae. I would do that.
Well,
hey, Trae, what's up?
Okay,
I'm here. How you doing?
Honest to goodness, I think there is a difference. Like, riding a coat. That's fine. Like, Relaford, okay, he's you. Loving life right now. But he's not a journalist. I mean, he's not going to be asking Phil to hook. He's just going to want to be there with Phil.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, but he's in all the parties.
Like, you may be able to put yourself in a position where you could, like, get a picture with somebody real quick.
But not work. Not that.
And you might post it on your IG story. And everybody and you could pretend like you're working, but you're really not working.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what? You wouldn't want to do it at that point. Like, Phil would be like, hey, Phil would be like, Trey, I got a buddy for you to meet over here. Dow the Guru. John works in the Bay. Sports talk show host.
Yeah, cool.
Trey would be like, that's cool, man.
DSNG.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And then you'd say, hey, you think I'd get 10, 15 minutes with you for an interview?
Nah, man.
He'd be like, ah, oh, man, I tell you what, man, I'll do it when we come out.
All right.
This weekend's just not good, my man. I'd be happy to do it. We're coming out, to the Bay Area.
We'll do it
in 2 years.
Actually, no. I'll give it, 2 weeks. Coming up 2 weeks from Sunday, February 30th.
All right, I'll hit you up.
February 30th, Sunday, we're good.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, but, so, you're honest to goodness.
I really want to be there now. You guys, I feel like I wish I could get
you know, it's
shot.
Like, I've ridden on some coattails. I'm not too proud to admit it.
Is whack.
When I'm riding a coattail, like I don't need any.
Hey, but there's some folks that
riding the coattails enough.
They make a living out of riding
the coattails enough, goo.
You hang around.
Like, why would you want an interview with Trey Young? Why wouldn't you just want to hang out with Handy, go to the parties, meet him?
That's all
he's
you
not,
need.
He's different. He's not going to look at you like, oh, man, this guy wants a story. Yeah. Nah, you got to hang out
read
with
the room different.
Yeah,
then, you know what I mean?
It's better to just hang out.
But why would you want the interview to come back here and be like, look.
You hang out. You drink tequila. You drink the Patron.
But here's the thing.
Henny.
You don't even need the interview to come back here and be like, you look like you did. Like, just hanging out with him and taking the picture is enough, is what I'm saying. Think about that. If you did that, that'd be all he was talking about.
This is the first thing, too. Let me give you, if somebody says, oh, Stein, you're tight. You and Schlenk, I'm like, no, I don't talk basketball with Schlenk at all.
Gotcha.
I don't go there with him. That really might give you, tell Trey Young that you're a school teacher. You know what I'm saying?
I'm different.
And you know what? Tell him.
I got you.
Also tell him you don't even like basketball. Right. Now you got a shot.
I want to give him my takes on his game.
It sounds,
I'm sure.
I like his game.
The state of the game.
They call Bird. Why? Because he looked like a bird.
Let's go to
was enlightening.
Let's head out to the Delta and go to Mike. I like the Delta. You know, you can take a boat from basically here to Sacramento.
It's called the ferry.
No, like a boat, like an outboard.
You go through the
inboard.
Delta.
Yeah, the Delta.
Yeah.
I think you got to
like
start
Delta too.
Like in Antioch or something.
What's that, about 56?
Wow.
No, it's a boat. It's somebody's boat.
Like
you
an actual boat.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, like you and Pops going fishing.
Yeah. Well, that's the aluminum boat.
All right, it's a little bigger than that.
We got you.
You know, but it's a, what do they call it? Speedboat, motorboat. What's up, Mike?
The train is off the track, Jack.
What's up, Mike?
That's exactly what we do. In fact, you guys need to get down here to Discovery Bay. We'll take you for a ride on the Delta.
Let's do it.
I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Mike, I'm dead serious. I did it once just, with some people, and it was fun. Water skiing. You can water ski on the way up there.
Take you guys out there. Oh, my God, it's amazing. 1,100 miles of waterways, lots of bars and restaurants. It's a good time and beautiful.
What do you do, Mike? I'm writing it down, by the way.
Well, coincidentally, we sell homes on the water in Discovery Bay.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're saying basically
2,300 waterfront homes.
Okay. So basically I roll up to Discovery Bay and I can jump on a boat and head down to Sacramento and have a few drinks on the way and stuff?
Absolutely. You can go to Sac. You can head out towards San Francisco. Lots of great places to stop along the way, but you're right. It's a fun time. You can take a little ski boat out. You can take a kayak out. You can take a big boat out. We've anchored out for as long as 10 days. Just wonderful.
Waking up
with the sun setting over Mount Diablo. It's an amazing feel.
We'll be there about 3:30. 3:30 this afternoon?
Serious though, if you want to take me off the air after this, happy to get you guys out here to take you on the water. Would love to.
We are going to take some information off the air.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to Mr. Mauser.
Yeah. Dude, let's get on the boat.
Let's talk a little Steve Young and Jimmy G.
Yeah, so first of all, you guys ripped me away from that scratchy AM station that I really love in your football acumen and how you guys really make me think, you know, deeper into football. And, you know, I don't have your acumen, but I do have a little history. I was one of the 45,000-50,000 there that was there when Dwight caught the pass in the end zone. And we went to our first Super Bowl. I was there before that when we suffered through some tough years. So seeing Jimmy and what his struggles are right now, and a lot of your points are great. But think about Steve Young. Steve Young faked it with the Yellow Express. He sat in the cellar with the Buccaneers, and then he came to sit behind Joe Montana on the 49ers. Walsh brought him in and said, you're going to be our guy. And, not our guy, sitting on the bench. Not only when he got his chance was he not able to really go for it because there was Steve Bono, and they were starting Bono for quite a bit of time because Bono was a better pocket passer. Steve could scramble better. But eventually, Steve got the passing down so much, he got multiple awards, top passer in the NFL. And then he wins the Super Bowl. That didn't happen overnight. He had tremendous upside, but it took some fits and starts along the way. All I'm saying is I think Garoppolo, yeah, he's not perfect. He's got his weaknesses. But, man, I'm betting on that horse, and I'm betting on him all the way.
Yeah, wow. I think I'm with you, Mike. I really do. And, hey, Mike, thanks so much for the call, and
don't be a stranger.
What you hung up on, Mike?
We got
who hung up on Mike?
That was me.
Oh my God!
What are you doing,
Mike? Call back. We'll get your info.
Wow. What are you? But Pat lines.
Is he hating?
Then we will make them available.
We'll clear.
Wow, that's a big mistake.
Reach us on Twitter too, Bonte Stein.
That's a big mistake. Pappas.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
Come on, Mike. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't forget it.
I'm dead serious about Mike.
No doubt. And I'm also, you know, side note, I know this is Bonte Steiny and Guru, but if you guys go on that field, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna put the rat on the table.
Let's do it.
If that trip happens and I'm not part of it, I'm gonna be feeling some kind
of JD.
Like Bonte can be a part of it.
Wow.
But
so we'll go all for it. All, the whole show.
You know what? He doesn't have to be a part.
But no.
He's listening. Yeah, he's gonna be hot. We got lunch coming. Like, we won lunch.
You guys,
he didn't tweet.
Like you guys ain't gonna hammer me next week. Come on now. That's the way it goes. I get it.
I hadn't thought about it yet.
As far as Steve Young goes, though, just to tie that, the 49ers actually had a similar choice. Now, Joe Montana was on their roster. And we were watching the 49ers won the back-to-back Super Bowls, 89-90. They lost in the championship game in 90, or 88-89. They lost the championship game in 90. And Joe Montana gets hurt, and he has his back injury, and he's gone for a couple of years. Yeah. And Steve Young takes over, and by the time Joe Montana is healthy and wants his job back, Steve Young's rolling. Taking him to championship games to where Joe Montana winds up being a Chief. So the Niners actually had the choice of, do you give the job back to Joe Montana, in this case Tom Brady, do you give the job back to Joe Montana, or do you keep it going with Steve Young, who hadn't been able to get over the hump, lost in the NFC Championship game, which to Dallas at that point in time, that was the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But Joe Montana was on the team when the 49ers lost to Dallas that first time in 92. They stuck with Steve Young, wound up winning a Super Bowl 2 years later. Joe Montana played 2 years with the Chiefs and didn't win anything.
Guys, I have breaking news that is very important.
Mike's
Mike
back.
Just called that back, and we're getting his information.
There you
see,
go.
Like, okay, the goo.
Yeah.
This is what I'm not do. This is what I'm trying not to do anymore. You ready?
Gotcha.
The 510, Steiny, calm down, brother. Everything is not that serious. And now I say, of course I was kidding around. I'm not serious about it. Like, I don't have to do that. One guy thinks I'm serious?
Could be a gal.
Your boy got schnookered. I don't know. You know what? You know why I don't think it's a woman? They said, Steiny, calm down, brother. B-R-O-T-H-A. I think that's going to be a guy.
And my boy Charles just texted in from
why don't you hold
airport?
That? Hold that. Because that's a great tease. I would love to know what Relaford's going to be up to this weekend. Sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. All right, we got more. Maybe talk. You know what? We're going to talk about anything we want. But mostly Jimmy G But what else? Let me tell you what else we have on the list. I got to get out. All right. Outdoor Supply Hardware, now open with four convenient locations to serve your hardware and garden needs in Napa, Capitola, Moraga, and Berkeley. Outdoor Supply Hardware, it's like coming home.
Hey, Steiny and Guru.
No, I don't do that. I'm a grown man.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Yowza.
You know how sometimes you, I always say this, sometimes the show off the air is a little better than the show on.
Oh, yeah, boy.
You know, sometimes.
Can I be honest with you? I don't like when you say that. Because then it leaves our listener out, and our listeners are family.
I don't like it.
We let him in on everything. Yep. Hell, I told the world yesterday what I did in college with the chain crew.
Yeah.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
But this is, and you know, that's fair, because this is something we cannot say.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's locker room talk.
Can't do it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Locker room talk. Let's go to Trey in Fairfield. It's not actually locker room talk.
No, it's not. Actually. It's actually not.
As far as everybody knows, it is. Trey in Fairfield, what's up, man?
Man, what's going on with you guys, man?
Oh, man, it's Friday. Dan Dibley likes to call these stretch fours, 3-day weekend.
Just call me Dibber Claus.
You kind of take Friday off, too. I mean, I would take it off.
I hear that. Hey, Guru, props to you, man. You finally answered my Facebook request, man. So now that we're on Facebook, I'm going to put you in this hardcore sports group that we in, man. I'm going to add you to it, partner.
Hey, real quick, Trey. It's funny. A few days ago, Guru was talking about some of the people reaching out on Facebook.
No, the nothing but love.
Yeah. He just...
Oh, man, it is, because me and him got... Guru, I don't know if you paid attention. I don't know if you really paid attention when you added me. Me and you got, like, the same... Me and you got the same mutual friends right around the Oakland, San Leandro area.
There you go, Trey.
Trey,
take down this number. I'll give you Goo's number. It's 510... I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm kidding.
Bye. Steiny tripping today. He didn't want it anyway. This is our guy. What
Wilding.
You got, baby?
Steiny Wilding.
Whoa.
I will say this. To that contest that you guys was having,
yes.
I'm going to have to enter in that, because if I get on a 95.7 Guru, you already know. It's going to be like five coming on death row.
Are you ready? If you sound like you're ready.
Ready? Man, I got this, Guru. I got this.
Hey,
got
Trey.
You know this.
Trey,
you know,
if you got the call, would it be on?
Man, it'd be popping.
Trey, man, watch out for Trey.
Man, if you get me on that station, this time, I guarantee ratings will go up, because I'm well known in the Bay Area, not just in the local community, but man, I'm all over the Bay Area.
What are you known for?
What I'm known for? Well, for one, I didn't live all over the Bay Area. I lived in San Francisco, Richmond, Vallejo, Oakland, you name it. I didn't live here.
Gotcha.
You know, definitely. But I want to get to another thing what you guys was talking about. I want to touch on that Brady to the Niners. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the biggest Jimmy Garoppolo fan, but I got to keep it 100. You got to stick with Jimmy G. You know, and the way I see it is this: this man did get you to a Super Bowl, and I'm not going to put the whole loss on him, because I'm going to question some things that Kyle Shanahan did that I didn't like too. And I think sometimes we got to realize Jimmy's just. He's just a messenger. I believe when Kyle Shanahan sends that play in there, Jimmy's just doing what he wants him to do. I'm sure Jimmy would like to sling the ball around, but Kyle Shanahan has never put him in that position, you know, and everything like that. And let's be real. Can we really trust Kyle Shanahan's evaluation of talent? Because, like I said before, Steiny, this was a man who wanted Kirk Cousins as the quarterback, and you see what you get from Kirk Cousins. So should we really be trusting Kyle Shanahan when it comes to evaluating talent on what dudes can do and everything like that? Because I question Kyle Shanahan on that.
That's fair, Trey. I appreciate the call. And I just one piece of advice, just tighten it up a little bit. Tighten it up, and I think you got a shot at it.
Yeah. Borderline delay game there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. Trust me. I'm going
to
get it.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, buddy.
Delay of game.
Take care, Trey. Thanks for calling. Seriously. Do you know Trey?
Nah. Well,
No. He said he didn't know you, but you guys run in the same circles.
What did I say about my Facebook? I said I don't recognize my timeline at times. Like,
no, you were just like,
who that?
No, we were talking about the fact that there are people reaching out to you on Facebook, and you think it's cool. You know, people that you've never really met,
and then I see your photo for mutual friends, and then I just hit accept because a lot of you dibs, JD.
Yeah,
I just click. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Could do something like that. Let's go to Russell first in Lafayette. Russell says, scared money don't make money. Hey, Russell.
No, it's actually Rocco.
Oh,
what's up, Rock baby?
Hey, Rocco, hold on. I apologize. We've got our producer's off today, so we got,
Mauser.
Yeah.
Hey, not a problem.
I'm really sorry.
And let me reinstate, Steiny, you don't really know how good you really are, so just keep that in mind. You're way better than you think. But I do want to talk about this Garoppolo thing. Hey, this is a golden opportunity for the 49ers and Garoppolo to get Brady over there. What better person to be sitting on the bench for than Brady? He could learn a little bit more off of him. And take it from there going forward. He's got a guaranteed job, if, as long as they keep him, that is. And the other thing is this, at the end of the day, what's it all about? The NFL is about two things, entertaining the viewers and the listeners and making money. And what's going to make more money for the 49ers, or for that matter, if the Raiders were to get Brady, is putting him in the quarterback position. That's like a grand slam waiting to happen. But, to debate this is foolish. The fact that you're still talking about Garoppolo, if he's any good or not, says it right there. He's decent. He's not the greatest. I think he's got a little bit more to learn. So let's move forward and make it entertaining for the fans.
Thanks a lot, Rocco. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend, my man. Yeah, so...
Well, look, it's not keeping Jimmy and getting Tom is not on the table.
Well, what about
in
this?
Fairness.
You go get you let Garoppolo go, you go sign Brady, and then you re-sign Mullins.
Well, you have Mullins, right?
No, I don't know, but I think he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, I'd keep him. I mean, he's going to be the backup no matter what.
Yeah, something happened one play away.
All right.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not using Tom to groom Mullins. I mean, I don't think Mullins is a franchise quarterback.
You think Tom's going to end up somewhere else? Both of you.
That's a good question.
I think it's a coin flip.
What's their other option? New England?
Dallas?
Well, first of all,
the Patriots, they need a quarterback, but the hoodie ain't going.
What if he decides he's going to trade for somebody? What if he go get Matthew Stafford?
Or what if he's like,
go get Derek Carr.
Bring me Nick Mullins. I can work with him. The one thing.
I mean, nobody knows who's on his list.
Right.
You know, there might be five quarterbacks he thinks he could win. He could do pretty damn well with.
Here's the other thing that always hits me when we say he's got to go back. Because I agree with you. He's not, come on, it's Brady.
I'm
but
not
wait a minute.
For this.
But Montana didn't finish his career with a nine.
But there was
Joe Montana.
Aaron Rodgers. The successor is not he's not there in New England. You think the hoodie want to lose
Patrick
10 games?
Patrick Ewing to Seattle.
Oh, good God.
Shaq at the end of his career to two or three
places.
He was 300 in Boston. Shaq, he had to be close to 300.
But you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, that's, on the one hand, it's like, there's no way Brady's not playing for the Patriots. But if your reason is just because it's kind of incomprehensible, then that's not really a reason. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because.
What if they got Andy Dalton?
Who?
The Belichick. He wouldn't allow it. That was a joke.
I don't know.
What if Belichick thinks he could win with Andy Dalton? Nobody thought they were going to win with Tom Brady.
No, you're right.
I mean, go back to 2001. I mean, Tom Brady, he's game manager, solid, Hey, boy, special season. Then they win one. All of a sudden, they win six.
Six. Yeah.
Let's go to Hater Proof. Always a friend of the Bay Area. Hater Proof.
Haters. Hey, what's up, my future co-workers? What's up, y'all? How
are
you doing?
You're in it to win it.
Hey, Guru, hey, I'm glad you finally got on the bandwagon with this Jimmy G thing. Man, I'm telling you, he's not got enough. And any fan that thinks that they should keep Garoppolo over Brady is out of their mind. look, the window to win a Super Bowl isn't as big as everyone thinks it is. It's not like you got a 4 or 5 year window to win a Super Bowl. You see what happens to some of these teams that make it, and out of, you know, the next season they don't even make the playoffs. It's a lot harder than any other sport to have a, you know, a big window. You know, there's no more Buffalo Bills or Dallas Cowboys in the 90s that would go back to back to back. It's not like that anymore. So you need to get someone who can come in and win right away. And I underestimated the Niners. I underestimated the defense and the, you know, the rest of the team. I didn't know they were going to be this good after the previous two seasons, how terrible they were. So that's the reason why I didn't think Jimmy G was going to have enough to take them. He's a good quarterback, but he just doesn't have it, man. I don't know. I can't really say exactly what it is, but he just doesn't have it.
Let me tell you something, Hater Proof. You better be able to say exactly what it is come Monday, baby, or you ain't going to win. You ain't going to win.
When you go, hey, don't come through the back, though.
Well, this is the thing, though, is you always, this was all year, this was even you guys, you were always worried about the Jimmy Oh-No throws. You can't have that and be a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. That's not going to work. And he's not like Favre. Like, Favre was one of those guys that used to throw a lot of picks, but he threw heck of touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Garoppolo had, what, 20-something touchdowns? You know, Favre was throwing in the 30s every year at least. So, but anyway, I'm glad, Guru, you got on the bandwagon, man. You got to get Tom Brady if you want to win it.
And by the way, let me say something, Hater Proof, from the bottom of my heart. The judges are going to be objective. In other words, if you make a good point against a Bay Area team, that does not hurt your chances.
I love this, dude.
So just take that to the bank.
Completely objective.
Yes.
I'm a Bay Area sports fan. I just don't have a football team here in the Bay Area. That's all. I'm completely objective.
All right. Thanks, Hater Proof. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
And again, I'm not clamoring for Phillip Rivers or bums like Andy Dalton to replace Jimmy G. The question was, the great, maybe one of the greatest to ever do it, I think that's Montana, Tom Brady. And watching these games, the Super Bowl, over and over, Mr. Dickinson, I'm really disappointed. And if you look at it from a number aspect, oh, he was 19 of this and that. Bottom line is he missed some throws. He missed some open receivers. I watched the all 22, and I listened to some people that know the game.
Stop it.
And Jimmy Garoppolo missed some throws, hey, and accuracy is not his forte.
Where can I see that? Where do you find the all 22?
NFL Game Pass. It's an app on my phone. I'll give you my credential.
So you really did watch the all 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, I have. I
mean,
have,
I know
I
you watch it from the sky.
I do that.
So you see, like, oh, you really.
You guys, come on. What? Hey, by the way, Pappas had an idea. And I kind of like it, but I wonder if it needs to be vetted first.
We'll talk about it during break.
Okay, I think that's a fair idea.
Yeah.
And you know what? No matter, I promise you guys out there, no matter what we decide, I'll tell you what we're talking about after the break. Because it does involve the listeners. Definitely involves the listeners.
That's what you like. Yeah. The list.
Our show involves the list.
Yes. We're the
last
people
Friday.
Show. We talk with you, not at you.
And that's one of the things I like about, you know, you said that when we were coming back from break. Like, yeah, I don't like saying, you know, the things off the air sometimes are bad. Like that, I really do respect that, appreciate that about this show in particular.
Thank you.
It's like there is a different connection there that isn't always there.
For example, we know there are some people in the business and who work here who. They're not jerks about it, but they kind of let you know, hey, man, don't bring stuff that's non-sports or personal on the air. Yeah. We're kind of like the opposite. Yeah. We overdo it in that way.
No doubt.
All right. Let's go to Joey. Joey's in Beantown. Hey, Joey.
How we doing?
Oh,
how
doing great, man. Doing great.
Good, good, good. You know the deal, New England, everything, except for Warriors. Love that. Warriors, Steph Curry, my guy. I want to see what you guys think about this, and I want your opinion on how realistic you think it is and if you would like to see it happen. Would you like to see the Niners trade assign Brady and then trade Garoppolo for Edelman and Gronk and then trade a first-round pick for Beckham?
I wouldn't.
No, that's a,
but
yeah.
but let, you know
I'm
what?
Out.
You know what, Joey? Let me ask you because you live in
retired.
Boston.
Gronk
ain't
done playing.
You don't think you'd win the Super Bowl next year with that team?
Well, Gronk's retired.
Where are you? Up in space?
But if he don't like he didn't like play the close of playing for Belichick. It wasn't fun for him. Do you You don't think he's come out for one more year to play with that squad?
Yeah, well, I don't think he got.
Well, let me ask you, hey Joey, yeah. Seriously, let me ask you this. So I take it you watch Patriots games left and right.
Absolutely.
All right, where is Brady? Where's Brady right now? What kind of year did he have?
Giannis now,
et cetera. Where is he?
He had it down here. He's not in his prime. There's no doubt about it. But he wasn't throwing to great weapons either. If you give him Beckham, Kittle, Gronk, and Edelman, I mean, come on.
What about if you gave him an AJ Green?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let's say you had AJ Green, Debo Samuel, and Kittle.
Yeah, I think that would have been better than what he had. Do they win the Super Bowl? I don't know. But do you think if you had Brady instead of Garoppolo, you would have won the Super Bowl this year? No.
I think one guy does, one guy doesn't. Well, let me ask you this. If Lynch called up Belichick right now and said, let's just swap quarterbacks, what would Belichick say, you think?
I think Belichick would do it.
I think he would.
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
Interesting.
I think he would. I think if you gave Belichick another shot, hey, right now, Brady for Garoppolo, he'd take Garoppolo.
Because Patriots are more in the position of, obviously the Niners are closer to a Super Bowl than the Patriots, and Patriots have won six in the last 20 years, and Niners have won zero. So Niners are more desperate, and they're for now. And you guys got a lot of good players like Sherman and stuff like that. But Sherman, I mean, he's not in his prime. I don't think the window's as big. You know what I mean? I think Lynch would be desperate to get the Super Bowl right now. Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, great stuff, Joe. We really appreciate it. You know what?
It was a hypothetical.
Joey said something interesting. He's like, you know, I just don't think the window's as open as long as you think it is. And I was thinking,
hello,
that could go. I think that goes for everything in sports. I really do.
And that's
I don't
why
think any windows
losing the Super
as
Bowl
open as you think
is more
it is.
Tragic than a lot of people around here are acting.
Well,
let's tap into it.
1,000% agree with that.
Everybody around here just changed the subject. Oh, Super Bowl, we'll get back now. No, let's talk about how close they were.
Who's saying that?
A lot, we're not dissecting what happened and who failed. We gave guys rose petals all season long, and we had expectations of
no,
moments.
No, we didn't.
Kyle Shanahan
we had no
blew
expectations.
Them. And now, oh, let's talk about the Warriors. We ain't getting.
We had
if
no
this were
expectations.
New York or Boston, Steiny, we would be going in.
Why? Why would we be going in?
Because
we thought
guys
this team was
going to
be 6-10. We thought they'd be 6-10. They went 13-3.
You
got to
get past that, though. That well, was good. After
and you
got to
get
eight.
Past one throw.
It was more than one throw. I'm talking about questionable decisions. Throwing when you need to be running. The last possession at the 49-yard line.
Robin's on the phone. Let's go to Robin in San Francisco. Hey, Robin, can you help me, please? Can you talk to Guru?
Yes, I will, sweetheart.
Thank you.
First, let me tell Hater, prove something. Will you throw stones from a glass house? Would you rather have Derek Carr or Jimmy G? I'm going to leave that one alone. Here's the thing, you guys. That was a collective loss, okay? That's what that was. We can nitpick all together. We got outplayed. We didn't execute, which brings me to this question, Steiner. I hate the word choke. Is the lack of execution choke? What is a choke?
Excuse me.
Don't execute. If you don't execute and you get outplayed, is that a choke?
No.
Curry takes the last shot. Is that a choke? I mean, come on now. And let me tell you, I don't think the run game was working as good as we said, because we had like 8 minutes, maybe 5 minutes left at the fourth quarter, and we couldn't even pick up first downs. That's why he went to throwing. And now y'all ready to throw Jimmy G under the woods? Come on now, Guru. You got to do better than that. Because you know what? Dak ain't no better. We got five,
I said that.
Six elite.
In the don't interrupt, Rob.
Five, six, and, you know? So anyway, I just wanted to say that. You know, all the rest of them are average bums. You know, the quarterback is scarce. We only got about five elite quarterbacks. So don't compare him to Joe Montana and the rest. And I want to tell you something. Joe Montana got bitched in the NFC Championship. So I just wanted to leave
Robin, that. I got one thing for you. Are you going to participate in the dream job?
I don't know if I want. It might be a little bit too much testosterone up in there for me.
Well, it ain't about what you got to do. You people want more Robin. Don't worry about what's
Robin,
around you.
Hey, by the way, Robin,
I'm gonna be disappointed if she doesn't.
Robin, you and I have now talked four or five times. You know what? I forgot to tell you this the last time. You got a great smile, Robin. You got a great smile.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I gotta work on my attitude.
Don't you change.
She says she knows.
Hey, Robin, have a great weekend. Love you.
Robin loves her some Robin.
He's a bum.
Look at you getting mad.
At what?
Me.
No, I'm not.
I'm not mad at all today. I was playing.
I'd like to see somebody try to get me mad today. I don't think your boy's in the zone.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Got about 2 hours to go.
Hey, by the way, and again, we talked about this yesterday. Went to a bar class with my partner on Wednesday. She said she really appreciated it. Said, this morning, woke up. I said, happy Valentine's Day. She said, is today the actual day? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, okay. She's like, you know, I didn't really get you anything. And I said, I haven't really either. And so we're on to Cincinnati.
Yep. Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
I mean, if she initiated again.
Thank you.
That's a double down.
In fact, my wife and I don't participate in it. How about this? I actually was talking to her yesterday and said, you know, I threw that to our listeners that you said, you know, it's cool. Let's not do this thing for Valentine's Day. And I said, the overwhelming majority of listeners said, no, don't take her. You still got to get her something. You still got to get her something. You still got to get her something. And she was like, basically, that's dumb. I'm telling you now.
But what about your daughters? Did you get them something? See, that's my Valentine tonight.
Somebody educated me on that. That's not my daughter.
I got to get something. I'm going to get some sweet tarts.
I would only get one of my daughters a Valentine right now.
Why would you only
get them? I'm on the outs with one of my daughters. The hell with the kids.
You're the dad.
I'm my 13-year-old. That's right. She does have school, so she can't listen.
I'm out.
Yeah,
you're on the outs?
13-year-old.
You can't be on that. I'm so out.
She's getting coal in her Valentine this year.
Oh, okay.
Now, my senior in high school, I'm going to get her some chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
Don't sleep on the sweet tart.
Sweet tarts are my favorite.
The Valentine one.
Yeah, I don't like. I like regular, the old-fashioned sweet tarts.
No, not me. They still make them?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I actually like the originals that on the one side said suck them, on the other said bite them.
Yeah.
Because some
been
of
a
the,
while.
That's going to be a drop. Yeah. Notice how Goo and I got real quiet.
That ranks sixth on my list of drops. What's the one about? Yeah, you know I got a big tip.
No, the hell with the kids.
I told you about my big tip. Right. No, but this is with innuendo. Innuendo. All right. Hey, by the way, we got Nick Friedell coming up. Did I tease one guest today?
Wow.
I mean, this is...
We got Nick.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
We not only have Nick Friedell at noon... He's here. He's in studio.
He's coming in.
Oh. So we got to keep him for more than 15.
You guys not tell me this.
I didn't know he was in here either.
We didn't know.
Hey, also, seriously, how about that? And it, honestly, at 1 o'clock, John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle, he wrote a book with Willie Mays that's coming out very shortly.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to talk to him about his book about Willie Mays.
I like that.
John Shea's covered the Giants or been around the Giants for a long time, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Giants. But Nick Friedell... ESPN.
That was him out there when I went out to blow my nose.
You know it, baby.
Why did you?
Anyway,
blow my nose.
Nick Friedell in studio. Nick's brought to you by Fremont Bank. I don't know if he banks at Fremont Bank, but he's still sponsored by Fremont Bank. Next segment, full service banking, no compromises.
Excuse me.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
I actually like the originals that on the one side said suck them, on the other said bite them.
Yeah.
On 95.7, The Game.
Anybody who doesn't get that reference doesn't like sweet tarts. It's that simple. Hey, we are joined right now by Nick Friedell of
ESPN. Happy Valentine's Day.
Nick!
Yes, sir. Nick does NBA right now. But versed in many, many sports. What's up, man? Thanks for coming in.
Guys, great to have me. It's great to be here, and I'm looking forward to it.
He's got that voice from Clay. Oh, he got that voice, Donnie.
Now, I take it there's a reason you're not in Chicago?
Yeah, I didn't want to be in the cold.
Nice. Nice. You know what? I was thinking about this. The NBA would have actually been better off playing this weekend in Antarctica. It's 68 degrees in Antarctica right now.
Wow.
It's 70.
That's not good for us all.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's not good for
us
all.
Take that to the bank.
Those are facts. That worries me. I'm bigger than sports.
Nick, let me start out here. Thoughts on the trade to get Andrew Wiggins?
When it first popped up, I went, oh, no, 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 no. Because I had seen Andrew Wiggins a lot the last few years in Minnesota. And there were games where you'd see him and you'd go, oh, this guy, he's got it. The talent's all there. And then there were three or four other games where he would just disappear on the floor. So immediately I went, I cannot believe they just traded for Andrew Wiggins. But guys, in the last week or so, in talking to enough people within the organization, they didn't think that D'Angelo Russell was going to work. They thought this was the best deal they were going to get. And I think most importantly, on top of how Andrew Wiggins fits long term, they think that pick from Minnesota that is top three protected next year and that is totally unprotected 2 years from now is going to be fantastic. And I agree with them because I don't know what the hell Minnesota is doing because I don't believe in Karl-Anthony Towns as the face of that team. So with all that in mind, it's the trade's growing on me a little bit more, but I've watched Wiggins enough to believe that this is who he is. And the Warriors are counting on the culture to bring the very best out of him. We're going to see over the next year or however long he stays here what he can become. But in the end, I think that pick is the key asset.
Real quick, I just want no interview. Yeah. Nick's just in.
Yeah,
Nick's just in.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, we're just listening. It's like a four-man show for this.
Hey. Okay, so this is what I want to throw out to you all.
Thanks, son.
And I threw it out a little bit.
And by the way, you're on camera. Just seeing.
Oh, boy. All right.
You know. There you go.
There you go.
I don't like people to be caught off guard.
And Nick, you thanks, can start man. The answer here, but then we're just going to go for a free-for-all. Do you think when the Warriors got D'Angelo Russell, they were conscientious in thinking – he might work, or do you think they really knew he wouldn't work and they'd have to come to this point?
Sonny, I think all along they knew that it probably wasn't going to work, but they didn't want to lose Kevin for nothing.
Right.
You've heard it over and over and over again. In the back of their minds, they were hoping, hey, maybe he comes in and maybe he becomes this piece next to Steph and Clay over time. We'll see what happens. But then Steph gets hurt. And early on, you just got the sense that D'Angelo, while very talented, just didn't fit for what they wanted to do for the long haul. So I wasn't surprised in that regard at all. But to your point, when they made the trade, I went, eh. And then Bob Myers came out and said, no, we didn't just get him to flip him. I always thought they knew that they would probably flip him. And now here we are. They didn't even let it go past the trade deadline. They took what they could get, and they moved forward.
Now, I'm that athleticism guy. So I've always liked Wiggins. But I know he doesn't have that killer like the Westbrooks and the Hardens, I'm a takeover. And I think the change, Nick, of environment, now you got Kerr, Steph, Clay, Dre, I think it's going to manifest to where we'll see the best he can be, but we don't need him to be, this team doesn't need him to be a one. There'll be moments. But what I want you to do for me is slap me and tell me I need to quit getting excited for next year because now I'm seeing Marquese Chris to me look like a viable option at center. He's got some girth. He's jumping. He's athletic. Do I need to slow down with this whatever's going to come in the draft with their pick? Or if they move it, Nick, now with Wiggins, everybody healthy, and Chris is center, does that excite you when you look at the state of the Western Conference?
All right, Guru, how far do you think that team can go, though? Because they can be really good, but how far do you think they can take it, assuming that all the pieces work?
The Western Conference Finals.
Pump the brakes a little bit.
See, okay.
And you know what's funny is when you say, should I slow down on Marquese Chris, I'm actually going the other way.
Yeah.
I'm speeding up a little. I'm kind of, like the last week or two, I'm like, huh.
Maybe
this is what Phoenix saw.
Right. Well, they thought they were getting this guy, maybe.
But couldn't make happen.
Exactly. They just couldn't get the most out of him. The Warriors wholeheartedly believe in that culture part with Wiggins, with Chris. Bring in the guy. We're going to get the very best out of him. But as I watch what's happened here the last few months, I think the difference for me is I'm looking at Wiggins, and I'm saying, all right, well, this is kind of the team now, and we'll see what they do with that pick. But the Wiggins deal brought finality to all the possibilities because you always thought, all right, well, what are they going to get for Russell, and do they attach him with the pick down the line for something else? And now this is it. They're going to be really, really good, guys. They're going to be really good next year. But do I think that knowing what we know in the West in the moment that they can go chase another title? It's possible, but I wouldn't bet on it in this moment.
What do they need to do?
They've got to hit on that pick.
And have him be a contributor next year.
And he's got to come in and help them right away. I think the thing that worries me, on top of the obvious of all the guys are a couple years older, Steph, Clay, Draymond, I came from Chicago and I watched Derrick Rose in that first year after the ACL just try to put the pieces back. And I'm really interested to see how Clay does defensively. Because if he can't move the same way, at least next season, as he's making his way back off this ACL injury, you're not gonna be as great of a team as you want it to be. So Clay is an unbelievable player. He's been busting his butt in rehab. They're all excited about having him back, and they think he looks pretty good. But a year off an ACL, usually, no matter who the player is, it takes another year. It's into that second year where you start to come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.